A new segment starts today. We're going to call it Chamber Chat. And today I have Erica Layton. Now, she works at the Tri-Cities Historical Museum, but she is a chamber ambassador. So we're going to find out all about chamber ambassadors. What do you do?
Good question. I do it all, and the ambassadors do as well. So I'm a fairly new ambassador.
Okay.
I joined the ambassador program summer of last year.
Okay, so was there a training and stuff?
There is kind of a baptism by fire and just an orientation of welcome to the ambassadorship.
That's the way to go, I say.
Yeah. Heather does a great job. So they bring you into the fold and kind of get to know you a little bit better.
Okay.
You know, I attend a lot of chamber events, you know, as part of my role at the museum.
Okay.
And when you are going to the events and you're out in the community, it really is a good lineup and a good sign that maybe you're ready to be a next step up, not just a chamber member, but a chamber ambassador.
I see.
So taking your chamber membership really a step further. And really what a chamber ambassador does is we are out in the community advocating and being an ambassador for the chamber.
Yep.
So there is an expectation that you attend most of the events.
Yeah.
Which I do already. So
okay.
I'm like, okay, well, I'm already there. So win-win.
Okay.
And, you know, you can sign up for helping because the chamber has a small staff and they do so much.
They do a lot.
And between the registration table and greeting and setup.
All that stuff.
And the golf outing. Yeah. And so having ambassadors who are already out in the community is really just helping to leverage and allows the chamber to do more of what they do.
I got it. And so you have a pin that says that you're a chamber ambassador. Is that what that is?
No, this is my pin for the museum.
Pin for the museum. Okay.
That's our new logo.
Okay. Oh, you have a new logo. Okay. So how do people know you're a chamber ambassador? You'll wear a name tag at these events and whatnot, right? I would imagine you would do that. And I would imagine, there you go. She's got her chamber ambassador
name tag. I'm putting it on right now.
There you go. And I would imagine that you kind of have to conduct yourself in a certain way.
Yes.
You don't want people to go, yeah, did you hear about Erica over the weekend? No.
Oh,
you,
of course.
No.
Yes.
You're representing the chamber in the city.
Very much
so. Yeah.
And
it's an honor to do this, isn't it?
It is an honor.
Okay.
And I feel that very much so. To just be trusted with the chamber's reputation. And it's really a pleasure and a privilege too, because you get to have these conversations. One of my favorite things to do, like when I'm at a bash or I'm at a breakfast and I see someone that's like by themselves, maybe this is their first chamber event. I was there, you know, I remember what it's like to sit there by yourself.
Yes. I do too.
And oh gosh, it's awkward. It just takes you right back to like, you know, grade school or middle school.
I don't know anybody here. Why am I here? Yeah.
And I find I have the best conversations when I just go up and say, you know, hi, you know, I'm Erica. I'm a chamber ambassador. Like what organization are you from? And you start to get to know people, and we should be doing that anyway, but you know, being an ambassador, like that's your job. Like you need to be welcoming to people.
I like that.
It's wonderful. Yeah, I really enjoy it.
Just a little thing like that can make all the difference. And that person that you sit next to, Erica, they're going to remember that forever, that she was the one that sat next. Anytime they see you, they're going to connect. They're going to connect the dots to the chamber.
Yes.
And to who you are as well.
People always remember how you make them feel.
Well, that's a fact.
Make someone feel welcomed and seen when they're at an event is crucial.
Do you have to be a business owner to be a chamber ambassador?
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay.
You have to be a chamber member.
You have to be a chamber member.
Yep.
Okay, that's the first step right there. So if somebody is listening and they're a chamber member and they wanted to be an ambassador, what steps do they take? They contact Heather?
They'd reach out to Heather.
Okay.
Yep. And we get to know you a little bit more. And then there's actually a vote. So the ambassadors that are there, and there's quite a few now.
Could've
put me on the spot. But
no, I got the list right here.
Yeah, like almost 18.
There's tons of people that are chamber ambassadors.
Yep. And so after we invite you to a meeting, you get to observe, you know, what's on the meeting's agenda. We talk about upcoming events and programs. Right now we're doing retention calls. So we took the entire chamber membership list, and there are hundreds of people on that list.
Okay.
Or organizations on the list.
Right.
Divide them up all by the ambassadors, and we're just making calls to check in with people.
And you're doing that on your own. That speaks volumes to
the dedication to being a chamber ambassador. It's not just a name tag.
Exactly. We care about the chamber. We want to hear it or want to see it succeed.
Sure.
And hearing that feedback from businesses. So when I've made calls and I'm just asking like, hey, you know, have you been to a chamber event? What's the chamber doing that you really find benefit of? What can the chamber do more of or less of to help you and your business? And just kind of leave it open like that. It's amazing what people will share with you. Mm-hmm. And of course, I take that back to the chamber and say, hey, they want to see more events like this. Mm-hmm. Or people are really struggling with, you know, information about like earned sick time and some of the changing like labor laws. And the chambers have really leaned into some of those issues too. And so making sure that people know that there are resources like that for members.
Right, right. Very good. I've learned a lot today. Don't forget to set your clock forward this weekend.
Is it already this weekend?
Yeah, we spring forward. I know. And just look outside. You can already like feel it in the air.
Yes.
Can't you? You can smell it. You can feel it. It's amazing. Well, I learned a lot about being a chamber ambassador in the Ambassador Council, and this is why we call it Chamber Chat. And Erica Layton from the Tri-Cities Historical Museum, you were our first chamber ambassador here to the WGHN studios.
And what an honor it is.
Wonderful to see you, and I'll get you in maybe next month, and we'll talk about the museum. But we'll do this every Friday at 7:45. It's called Chamber Chat.